I'm Andrew Wogan.
I'm Kana Giedens.
I'm Sierra Vanderweert.
I'm Braden Rowe.
And you guys are the seniors of the Pella Bowling Team joining us here. I know we have a few missing, but obviously good to be with all four of you as we approach the end of your regular season. We'll go left to right. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about how this season has gone for you, maybe your favorite moment, and what's been great about the year so far.
I think my season has gone pretty well so far. My favorite moment was probably just beating Braden one game, gotta say. My main goals coming into like the season was just to have fun, because this is my first year doing bowling.
Yeah, this is also my first year, and so it's just been really fun to learn about bowling and how the scoring works. And probably my favorite moment was our last match when all the boys got together and they were cheering super loud, and it was just really fun. I got a strike and they went crazy, so that's probably been my favorite memory. And just the team supporting each other is super fun.
So this season has been pretty good for me so far. It's my fourth year doing it, and I've been bowling since I was three, so I'm kind of experienced, I guess you could say. It's been really fun so far, and probably my favorite memory as well was when the boys got all gathered up and cheered super loud for us in our last Baker game. That was super fun, and just having all of our team support us. So.
My favorite memory of the bowling team this so far has probably been just being able to go out there and bowl with my teammates and my friends, you know, and the support on the bowling team is definitely strong, because we just know that you got to roll the ball and we're going to cheer you on no matter what you get.
Gutter or strike, whatever it might be. Sierra, you come into this, as you mentioned, not only with a lot of experience in the sport of bowling since you were really little, but you've been through this program through some really small rosters and obviously now having a full rotation. Talk about what that journey has been like for you from a freshman to now, not only having to grow with the program, but grow as a leader, and now with all these new first-year and second-year players having to be that leader and that role model.
Yeah, so my freshman year, we had a full girls roster, and it was really great, really fun. Then my sophomore year, we were down to three or four girls, and you have to have six girls to have a full team. So there was some meets where we didn't get a bowl Bakers. We didn't really have a chance at competition at all. We didn't win any meets my second year as a sophomore. Last year, we had a lot more girls, and it was really awesome to see. And even though we didn't win very many, we still had a lot of fun. And it's been really great just to see and help girls grow through this program like I have growing up. And then this year, I was really excited that we recruited even more girls. And it's just been a great season, and watching them all grow and seeing them all, like, how much they love it. And I love seeing that. So, yeah.
What have you learned about the sport, and what about it has been exciting for you to engage in this winter?
I don't know. I learned a lot more about, like, how the scoring worked, because that had always confused me a bit. And yeah, just the team and stuff, getting to grow together and learn more.
I really learned about how to, like, hold the ball, where to stand, and growing up when I went bowling with my family, I would just kind of chuck it down the lane, and so just learning all the different techniques, and Sierra always points out, like, too much shoulder into your throw, so just learning, like, how to actually throw the ball has been really cool, and just, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, so.
This isn't my first year on the team, but I'm never going to forget my actual first year. The first practice, my coach came up to me and said that I was using the wrong fingers to roll the ball. And there's definitely been a lot of growth in the seasons here.
Well, and for you, Braden, I know you pretty well. I've covered you in cross country and track now for the last 3 years. You know, what's that like going into a different sport like that, where maybe in track and cross country, that's kind of your element, whereas here when you were new, it was something completely different. What's that been like for you over the years, having to adjust to a different sport, whereas like in cross country, it's almost like you're an expert in that.
I appreciate it. One of the big things that you need to adjust to is just the different people that you're around, you know, because there's good people everywhere, and we have a lot of good people on the bowling team. And a big reason why I actually came out for bowling was to be around some of my friends who have graduated, but that's what's important, you know, surrounding yourself with people you like.
Well, and obviously we still have some meets left yet to knock down some more pins between now and the end of February. Sierra, I'll start with you. Coming up after this interview airs, it'll be your final home meet with Senior Day. Obviously 4 years of bowling at this alley, going through ownership changes and coaching changes and all the above. What are you looking forward to most about that moment and about celebrating your career here at home one more time?
I would say just getting the privilege of being a senior this year and just getting that privilege of walking on the lanes with my parents and just, you know, really enjoying being a senior. It's going to be a bittersweet day just knowing that that's my last home meet ever. It's been a crazy 4 years. It's gone by way too fast. But I'm just really looking forward to enjoying my last home meet.
Similar question for the rest of the group. Obviously, for the two of you, especially this being your only season, I imagine, though, it'll still be fun to have that recognition. And what would it mean to have a big day to end your season, at least your regular season?
I feel like it would be really nice. And, like, the rest of senior year, pretty much, it'll be, like, a bittersweet moment, like Sierra said, because it's fun, but you know it's ending soon, too.
Yeah, this being my first year, I definitely regret not going out the years before. And so I just think that night will be super fun, just looking back on the short amount of time that I had with these people, but just the people I got to know and just having fun. It's super fun and, yeah, just a bittersweet moment because I know that it's going away, but just so glad that I went out and had a really good time. So
it's definitely going to be, you know, like everyone else said, bittersweet, and I'm definitely going to miss it, you know, just high school in general and the bowling team as well.
After this meet coming up on Saturday, you're going to have conference and then state. And obviously for you, Sierra, you've probably been working towards this moment to have a big day at conference and to have a big day at state qualifying. What are the things that you're hoping to accomplish and what have you been doing, you know, in these practices? I'm taking some of your time today, obviously, but what have you been doing to really try to hone your skill and make sure you're ready to have big scores?
Yeah, so I've been working a lot more on curving my ball and it's been going a lot better this year. I've been working on it for the past 2 years. And then going into conference, I am just looking for us to score a little higher. I think we could maybe get a place up one or two this year. So I'm just looking for us to have a good time and stuff, but I'm also kind of hoping that we could get a couple places higher this year, and I think we have a pretty good team to do it. So
think about not only you talked about being your last home meet, but the program trying to grow and you're getting new people joining even as seniors. What legacy do you hope to leave on the program and what do you hope to see going forward, especially with the girls program trying to build that up?
Well, I hope that I can just leave leadership to some of the younger girls and help them grow as leaders and help them lead the younger girls. I've been working on doing that the past few years and it's been a great experience. And I just hope to leave behind that we can keep filling our girls program so our girls never have to go through not having a full enough team because that's not the most fun, so I hope we can leave that behind for them.
Very good. These are the Pella Bowling seniors joining us here on the Radio Sports page. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on a great season so far. All the best in the postseason, and look forward to catching up in other ways between now and your graduation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.